clicks. See terms of use.
Trying to find a story here, is he?
Oh, yeah, anything good?
Yeah, actually it is. Say a little prayer for all the soldiers. Remember the prom queen? Okay.
Good day. All right. Yeah, here comes that guitar.
So, this is another day in the life of America, the Doug Steffen Good Day way. You spend some of your quality time with those of us who are quality people. Jennifer Horn is quality.
Yes, she
is. Sir.
Rich McFadden is quality.
Yeah,
I agree.
Doug Steffen is quality.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, okay. 800-510-8255. So, there's a lot of talk about Congress shutting down the government. Let's halt government spending.
Guys,
yes,
is it the same where you are? I mean, you're both in L.A. this morning, but Doug, you were in Boston yesterday.
Yep.
Is it the same there, the panic on in the constant coverage on news stations as it is here in D.C.?
Shut down. I'm going to talk to you about a whole different thing. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you a story about something that affects me and the farm and how the media so gets it wrong. But before I do that, I want to, I have a, you can hear me rustling through the newspaper, because I have found a number of things that we're, are those sweet little guys that are your neighbors and friends and that you work with, who are paying so much in taxes. This is an example of some of the things that we're spending our money on. And these things continue on. Police, teachers, people that are necessary now, we'll lay them off. But we'll keep spending, in California, $7 billion federal research projects in California, New York, Texas, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Illinois, Michigan, and Florida, totaling close to $100 billion. And these are the kinds of studies that these billions of dollars are being used for. You ready? The study of the behavior of nematodes, so that we can find out how nematodes have the ability to lengthen their lifespan and alter their libido. Studying
that's totally a dude survey, by the way.
Right? Yeah. Right. Exactly. $32 million. Understanding how they communicate.
Dumb guy in the corner has a question here.
Yeah, right.
What's a nematode?
Guy. Yeah, please.
A nematode is a microbe that is used. It's kind of a destructive parasite that it destroys crops and things in the right circumstances. You've heard me talk about microbe. I use microbes to enhance the soil. It's an organic way of making the soil better. These are the opposites. Microbes good, nematodes bad. That's probably the best way I can describe it. All right?
Okay.
So maybe spending $32 million is okay in a time when we have we have money to burn. However, at the moment, it appears that we don't have money to burn. All right, here's another one. The study of bananas and how we can make them bigger. This is a big thing for banana plantations in Asia and Australia, but we're doing the studying here. I don't know why we're doing the study. We don't have much of a North American banana supply. Last time I checked, is there any place in America we grow bananas? Anybody know? Well, any place? 800-510-825. Stand to be corrected. We grow bananas in Hawaii.
I don't know.
You sure? We have pineapples in Hawaii.
If we were going to grow bananas in the United States,
that would be the place to grow.
That would be the place, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's got to be a hotter climate, though, Richie. It's got to be more equatorial than is Hawaii.
They have big time down in Colombia, yeah.
Yeah, I know. All right, so let's see. What else? The research department at the University of Miami is studying emergency rooms to find out if they're stressful. Hello?
Emergency rooms. No, they're not too stressful at all.
No, no. Okay, that's the end of that study. Why do we need to spend $34 million on it, right?
That's right.
All right, here's a good one. We have University of Pennsylvania studying oyster shells to see if they are different now than they were in 1612.
They were very pretty, oyster shells.
In 1612 they were?
Well, oyster shells in general are kind of pretty.
By studying the shells, researchers collect evidence about the poor water conditions. In other words, they feel that the difference between the water that the oysters lived in 1612 and now will tell us what's happening to the water supply, quality of water. All right? Here's a good one. How sharks use their sense of smell.
Wow.
Have a sense? I guess they do.
Yes, they do. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Remember when
they're bleeding,
Eckerd College, which is named after the guy who started the Eckerd drugstore, and I'm being facetious, I think that's true, put up money for that school. They're studying that. They're on a federal grant. So how many of these sorts of things are there, these studies that, as I said, if we have money to burn, lots of dough, it's great. But under the circumstances, last time I checked, if the government closes down on Friday, the parks are going to be closed. Most of the federal park system, U.S. park system, will be closed, which is something that I think the park system ought to be open. We ought not to have it closed any time. It ought to be open all the time. We don't need people to sit there and babysit. At least that would be my hope that were the case. All right, what else happens? The IRS would close. Taxes need to be paid on April 15th. The money has to be paid. You may be able to get an extension in terms of filing, but you cannot get an extension for paying. The dough has to be there on the 15th, or at least postmarked by the 15th.
I heard that they will not be processing any paper returns.
Well, no. Well,
still be electronic.
Right. But they also, under the circumstances, apparently the White House says that the consequences of the shutdown will affect those who are expecting to get tax returns. They will be delayed. Likely suspend processing all refunds. 30% of Americans are using paper. The rest are electronic.
Yeah.
So your return, Richie, my return. Yeah. Jennifer, you send your return in electronically?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So as far as mail is concerned, Postal Service is owned but not operated by the federal government, so it will not be affected. Let's see here. Social Security checks will continue to go out. As for the military, ongoing operations will not be affected. In other words, they'll still be able to bomb the hell out of Gaddafi.
Yeah.
Our plane. I thought they pulled our planes out of that. Are they back in because nobody else could make it work? I think I'm not really following Libya too much because I don't really give a damn.
We had started it and then NATO.
Yeah, took it over
and took it over. But right? Yeah, obviously we're still a part of it.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. The last time the government was shut down was 1995. 1 million Americans who work for the federal government were forced off the job and into unpaid furloughs. 4% of workers at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, 11% of their counterparts, Department of Education, were necessary to keep everything going. So they came in and they got paid. But museums were closed. Everything in Washington, Richie, was pretty much closed down.
This city will shut down, man.
Yeah,
that's what they're using as leverage. It's affecting real people.
Okay,
because
so what's going to happen?
Jobs. Look, we talked about this just a few weeks ago. How many government jobs there are now?
Yeah, and we talked about it yesterday.
Right. So now they're talking about real people will be affected.
All right. Post a Facebook comment if you will at Richie's or Jennifer's or my Facebook page. You can get to it by going to DougSteffen.com if you'd like to, or it's easy enough. We've a lot of people now who are following us on Facebook, which is kind of cool. 800-510-8255 is also the line for your thoughts if you care to express yourself on this. Do you care? One of the things that is beefing people is the fact that some of these folks that do get sent home will get paid for not working, which seems just plain wrong. We had these furloughs before, as I was just saying, in 95 when Clinton was president. They didn't pay people. They didn't work, no pay. And they actually sent people home, didn't they, for a while because they ran out of money? Don't you remember
did
that
they,
vaguely? Yeah, they
did.
Sent you home. Had to take forced furloughs.
But I thought I recall them getting back pay. For
that
the days.
That ought not to be the case.
That's
not a good precedent. All right, some comments on this as we continue. What are your thoughts about this? Does it make a difference? Federal Housing Association forced to suspend approvals of new loan guarantees. So there's a lot of stuff that could be affected. But most people, more folks than not that I know, are cheering for this. They say, it's because people are so disgusted with government, especially if you're not dependent on any money from the government. If you're not interested or haven't got a connection to Social Security or any kind of welfare or Medicare and all that stuff, if you're not connected to the government, you're out there rooting for this. You see your money rooting.
Social Security is not going to be affected. Medicare is not going to be affected. No. You're still going to get your money.
Still get your checks. Yeah.
They may try and scare you to death, but still going to get your money.
The usual. 800-510-8255. 18 after on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top!
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes three or four times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
Yes. Save on faves now at Macy's. Find 25 to 50% savings on all your favorite items throughout the store. Separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's sportswear and collections, 25 to 50% off. Men's and women's suits, 50% off. Hotel collection bed and bath, 25 to 50% off. Plus, save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card. That's the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Quick time check, Richie says. 21 after on Good Day.
Oh. Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 800-510-8255. I'm just looking over some of the comments from people, ideas that people have, Facebook stuff. If you go to Doug Steffens' Good Day Facebook page, you can still weigh in on our very scientific survey we started yesterday. Do you crumple or fold your toilet paper?
Man, has
folders
that
been are currently
has blown up.
Winning. Winning.
Winning.
Winning.
Winning.
Went also to dinner with some friends last night, and they had posted on it. They said they can't even imagine how people can be crumplers.
And I've met a ton of people who said they can't imagine how people can take the time to fold.
Very important. 800-510. Also on the Facebook page, you can see the photo of a Twitter in April.
Twitter in April.
Yeah. Why don't you check that out, Richie? As I talk to Ann, who is in Jupiter, Florida, who was involved in the last shutdown. All right, Ann, what was your experience? You're in Jasper, Florida. Sorry about that. I saw the J, and I thought it was Jupiter. What happened to you the last time, what was it, 95, when you were furloughed?
I'm an employee with the federal government.
Yeah.
I work with Hale. We were told that we would come to work. They did not pay us for 2 months because there was no money. We could not go to our second job.
All right, let me just hold on a second. They didn't pay you. You didn't get paid 2 months worth of pay, or you didn't get paid what you missed for however many days that you worked and not get paid. But you didn't get paid for 2 months.
We did get paid, but we did not get when they did get the money. We did not get paid all at one time, and people had to borrow money, and they charged us interest. When people, because some people live payday to payday.
Are you talking about if you borrow against the Federal Credit Union, if you have accounts in the Federal Credit Union? Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, they charge us interest.
Yeah.
Now, that was later dropped.
Uh-huh.
However, I had small children, and my husband had died. And so it was a little tricky there at first.
Uh-huh.
But we did not get paid. We were threatened they would take our license, the federal government.
Take your license? Why would they take your license?
The federal government can do what it wants to.
No, but why would they? What was their excuse for taking your license? If you didn't go to work, they would take your license?
We asked, could we go and work at other jobs that would hire us? And they said, absolutely not, because our first priority was to the federal government.
Yeah, why don't you just quit and go work somewhere else?
Because we had liabilities to our veterans. So I stayed, and we had to get through this as best we could. Mm-hmm. And then I began to realize that, hey, you know, the federal government is the only entity in the United States that does not have to pay its employees if they don't want to.
So why do you work for the government just in general? What was your reason for getting a job there versus doing the same thing in the private sector that you're qualified to do?
Well, because I really believe, and I believe, I really like what I do, and I really like doing the work. I come from a long line of veterans, and I really, really like doing what I do for my veterans.
All right, I understand completely. All right, so let me ask you one more quick question. Are there people working around you who are not necessary who could go away and nobody would miss them?
Sir?
Are there people around you that if they were let go, nobody would miss them that work for the federal government?
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. That's all I want. I kind of think all of us who are looking at this ought to look at the jobs that are necessary like yours versus the ones that aren't and be a little more discretionary or discreet in how we spend the money. 28 after the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't. Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feast, coming through.
This week, get Puff Tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
After the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How do you do? To those of you listening on great radio stations around the country, online at DougSteffens.com, you may be into the video thing. We have people that are watching Richie in the studio. I can see you, Richie.
I can see you, too.
I can see you.
How you doing?
It's pretty funny, isn't it? Hello. I'm waving. You're waving. It's the funniest thing, how this all works and comes together. Speaking of good things, how would you like to know where the most peaceful places are in America?
I would like that.
I'm assuming one of them is not here in our studios.
No. This is not the
so where should we go?
All right, this is the rundown. I'm going to give you a couple of tidbits. I'm going to take a few. I'm going to pick and choose here, all right?
All right.
This is, by the way, first time this has ever been done. The ranking of peace in the United States, don't we need it? Peace and quiet. The most peaceful state in the country. Maybe I should just ask the question. What time is it? We got time for 2020.
Go ahead.
Let's do the 2020 news quiz. This list came out yesterday. For a swell prize, tell the audience at 800-510-8255 what state is deemed to be the most peaceful state in our country and which state is ranked to be least peaceful. The most peaceful state and the least peaceful. Richie's looking it up already.
Now
I can see Richie. Right. Looking at it this angle. See, I can't see you when I'm in the home studio.
No, I'm saying hi.
I can't see you.
Saying good morning to everybody in the chat room. If you click through to our video on the Ustream logo, it goes through to a chat room in there.
Right.
So everybody's saying good morning. So I was just saying good morning.
So most peaceful
Charlie and Heidi
places.
And Hip.
Hello. 800-510-8255. Now, also, a list in Forbes magazine this month. For retirement, this is usually done every year. The best retirement places, you hear this, the best cities if you want to have an active retirement, you know, that kind of stuff.
And if you just want to have a real quiet retirement.
Yeah. Right, yeah. If you want to be quiet, you go to Fargo, North Dakota.
Wow.
Fargo.
Right. Who would want to retire?
Who would go there to retire? It's cold.
In Pittsburgh, too.
Cheap.
Look at some of these, huh?
It's cheap, probably.
Right.
Yeah, so they don't like heat.
The people who are retiring are not coming to California, New Jersey, New York, or Connecticut because, would you like to take a shot at why they aren't coming
to California?
It's expensive.
Very. The highest tax rate.
Services aren't good.
Yep. That's California, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. At least California has decent weather. The rest of the states, New Jersey. Sorry, those of you listening to WBNJ, it's just not. It's hard
for me
to imagine.
There's parts of New Jersey.
Right.
There are
Southern
parts
New Jersey,
Jersey
are neat.
Okay.
Right, exactly. Yeah. A lot of people now are going to Colorado Springs. Salt Lake City is a big place for people to retire now.
I can see that.
Folks more and more going to Texas because the tax burden is less there. Washington State is another place without an income tax.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Making a bit of a...
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really... it's wet there.
Yeah, it's not as bad as they make it out to be.
All right. 11 tax... there are 11 states give special tax breaks to retirees. So, like Kentucky, Pennsylvania, South Carolina. Let me see, what other states? Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Georgia, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi... Am I going too fast? Montana, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Nevada, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Utah, and West Virginia all have special tax breaks if you are retired, no matter what age you are. Yes. All right. 800-510-8255. All right, let's see. Before we get to the 20-minute before the hour mark, let's talk to Shane, who wants to tell us the most peaceful state and the least peaceful state. All right, Shane, take a shot.
At least according to my opinion, right? I would guess Montana and New York.
All right. Montana is in the list, but not at the top of it. New York is also in the list on the other side, but not at the top of it. It's actually second.
Good morning.
Right,
so close, but no cigar. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Kathy is in Georgia. All right, Kathy, you want to take a shot at this? Go ahead.
Sure. Most peaceful is Maine and least peaceful Louisiana.
So you looked this up.
Mm. Oh, did she nail it?
Well, actually, I saw it, just happened to see it last night when
All
I was
right. See?
Online.
This is good.
Read the article.
Maine, good least. For you. Another intelligent woman listening to this program.
The least is Louisiana.
Yep.
Really?
Least peaceful. Maine is deemed to be the most peaceful state in our country, and behind that, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana. And then the worst places in terms of having peace and quiet, Louisiana is number one, New York next, California and Texas.
Do they say why Louisiana? I wouldn't have guessed that.
Party state. Are you kidding? Come on.
Louisiana's problem is there are too many homicides. They have the highest homicide rate, violent crime rate in the country. Louisiana is the most violent state. And the percentage of the jail population is highest in Louisiana.
I'll be in New Orleans in a few weeks.
Yeah, good for you, Rich. Have a good time while you're there. Yeah. All right, so that's that list. Hold on there, Kathy, and we'll see if we can help you out there a little bit. 800-510-8255. Okay, before we get to Dr. Ken, I have a story.
Ooh, I like stories.
This one you will not like.
Oh,
I don't like telling it, but I'm going to tell it because it's another example of how the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. Yesterday afternoon on the bus on the way into the airport to catch the flight back to Los Angeles, I got a call from Donald, who's like Edgar. He's one of the two or three that I trust the most in terms of the farm. Most of you know that I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, own a dairy farm. Matter of fact, the only one for 40 miles in any direction in suburban Boston, and it's a dairy farm that sells raw milk. So you'll remember, perhaps some of you have been around for a while, I went through this long, winding process to get the rights, the license, if you will, from the state and the local, the Board of Health in Framingham had to rubber stamp it or had to approve it or decided they wanted to. They didn't have to.
Right.
State regulations don't require that they do what they wanted to, so they did. And the process took me about a year. And we just had our one-year anniversary.
To get your license to sell raw milk.
Sell raw milk, right. So we've had that for a year. A year ago last week, as a matter of fact. First week of April we started. And so yesterday I got a call from Donald, who was in the office at the farm with the state milk inspector who had come to shut us down. So I said, okay, what do we have? What's going on? Well, they have a count. There are four counts that we watch in the milk in order to make sure that they're safe. The milk itself is safe. You know, the whole controversy about raw milk and how misunderstood it is. And
what are they looking for, like bacteria levels?
They're looking for various. There are two kinds of E. coli. We measure them both. It's one of them is the E. coli number itself is specific. I think it's 567. You call that 567 or 562, something like that.
How did they get their numbers? Do you have to submit them somewhere?
The milk is sent to a testing lab.
Okay.
And the state requires that it be done every month. Well, the Board of Health in Framingham, I volunteered, and they took me up on my offer to have the milk tested every week. Matter of fact, we test it every 6-7 days, but it's done at least 4 times a month. So our tests, since we started, have been better and better and better. Every once in a while, you have a little blip. Like, we've agreed that the E. coli number and the raw count are supposed to be under 10. The somatic cell count is supposed to be under 350. The numbers maybe don't mean anything to you, but you understand E. coli and you understand the various types of bacteria. This time of year, the cows are more susceptible to bacteria increasing because of the ground thawing out, mud everywhere. And we keep them, for the most part, in a feedlot away from the mud because we don't want them to be covered with mud. But sometimes, you know, there are areas they have to walk to where there may be, with all the snow and the rain, there's mud. So sometimes that mud may affect the quality of the milk, or at least there's the potential for that to happen. And that's why we test all the time to make sure the milk is good. So I'm not interested in having anybody hurt, and I'm not interested in getting sued. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. So it's to my benefit as well as the customers to understand how the tests are done and what the results are. So we post them in the store. Of the 27 dairies in Massachusetts that sell raw milk, I'm the only one who posts the results of the tests on the wall by the cash register. Mm-hmm. You can see it whenever
you're
saying
open for business. Here it is.
Right.
Yep. This is
here
what
it
I
is.
Have.
Look at it. This is what we got. Okay. So on the but I still sell the extra milk goes into the pool, which goes to Gorelick, which is the big fluid milk company in New England, owned by the big fluid milk operators from Texas, Dean Foods, Sweezer Foods, and so they test the milk when it comes to their plant as well once a month. So on March 11th, there was a test done, and it showed that the count for the raw count was 155. Well, it's supposed to be under 100 for the state, and in Framingham, I've agreed to keep it under 10. And we had a test that was done 4 days before that, and the level was 3. We had a test 4 days after that, and the level in that particular category was 4. Now, between the 4 days before and the 4 days after, one reading taken by the company that doesn't want me to be selling my milk to the public because I'm competing with them, their tester found, strangely, that the number was 155. Even though we have a number before and after from a different independent lab that shows that the counts were not anywhere near that. Now, what also had happened during the winter
back up.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this test of 155 came from who?
Came from the laboratory that's run by the company that doesn't want me to sell raw milk, the big fluid milk supplier.
Not the normal people.
So not the state.
Not the people that I have.
Submit your milk to
the state. No, the state doesn't have anything. Has no testing facilities. They hire a lab.
So where do you send? You send.
I send my milk to a laboratory that is approved. In fact, the state told me to use this laboratory.
Okay.
That's why I use it, because it's the one they use.
So those are the ones where you got the test of 4 and 3.
Yep, correct.
And then the one for the big ag milk distributor, Suiza, came back with a test of 155 in between the 4 and the 3.
Right.
All
yep,
right.
yep,
I'm
yep.
Fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So now the situation calls for some intervention. Now, keeping in mind these tests,
Chevron's saying, "Hurry up with the story; it's starting to drag."
This test we're talking about that was bad was on March 11th. It took them from March 11th until yesterday for the state to come to me and say, "You can't sell milk because you had a bad test reading almost a month ago."
Yeah, that's my first reaction.
In the meantime, we've tested the milk 4 times. And the highest number has been 4 out of 10, never mind 4 out of 155. So we said that to the guy who said, "You have to stop selling milk until we test the milk that you have." I said, "What are you talking about? We've been testing it. You're going to take it to the same lab." But it wasn't our people. We didn't supervise the handling of the milk going to the lab. You brought it there. I said, "What the hell difference does that make?" Well, the long story short is they told us that we couldn't sell any more milk until the results came back from the test. And it just happens that the test results take 3 days, and that means Saturday they'll come back, but the state isn't working. The inspectors don't work on Saturday and Sunday, so the soonest we'll hear is Monday. Meanwhile, the store is shut for 4 days, and I'm losing all of that income. Plus,
and that's
the fact,
not good PR.
Well, the newspaper, no. Because the rat fink that runs the Board of Health in Framingham sent the cease and desist order to the newspaper. She called me also. As soon as I get up on the phone with Donald, the reporter's on the line wanting to know what's going on. So I tell her the story. I'll be interested to see. We can go online, Richie, and check the newspaper story. I'm sure there's one there about this. But it's just plain stupidity. How does the state think they have any credibility at all?
Why would the state listen to an independent?
Yeah, I think
because that's the only. Because they have no. There is no. I'm so unusual. Nobody else does
this. But if the state tells you to use lab A.
Yeah, but they've told me that because I asked them. They didn't tell me. I asked them what lab I should go to because I volunteered to have these tests done. The state requires one test, and the requirement is fulfilled by having this guy at SWEZA in the test lab there do it. And the state takes the results of their test as gospel. So what I was saying, in order to finish off the story, to give you a little more of a headline here, during the winter months, the trucker didn't show up some days 4 or 5 days late. Milk's only supposed to be in the tank for 48 hours. They tested the milk that was in the tank. One test was 72 hours old. Another one was, I think, 80 hours old. And the bacteria counts are higher, but they weren't even out of range. They were just higher. And then we found out that a trucker put the test tube that had our milk in it in his truck, forgot about it on Friday, and didn't give it to them until Monday. You know, this is the kind of stuff.
Car the whole weekend?
It was in the truck the whole weekend. You know, that's the kind of stuff. They bring it in on Friday, the lab doesn't work. You know, this kind of stuff. So it's so obvious what's going on, and it's really, it's depressing to have the government fall into something that where it looks so foolish. In this circumstance, where the tests obviously for a year have been good, we got one that spikes, and it was a month ago, and they want to shut the store down now. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Hmm.
No. Your tax dollars worry. It's a story that gets repeated. You know, these kinds of things go on where the government
state
has.
State orders halt to Eastleigh Farms raw milk sales.
Yeah.
You got to sue them, Dougie. You got to sue the state. They're shutting down your business.
You have to work with the state. Isn't the state's following their procedure? So, anyway, but this is the frustration of trying to do this. The farmers face these things all over the place all the time. There's nothing wrong with the milk. As a matter of fact, I'm proud of the quality of the milk. It's the best milk that there is in the state. And the commissioner told me that at one point in time. So this blip, if it had been dealt with on the day that they got it, instead of a month later, maybe they'd have had some credibility. But
it's a one-paragraph story.
Yeah.
That's right. Good.
At any rate. So.
That's funny.
That's down on the Friendly Farm in Framingham. Hey, gang, it's the farmers in Framingham that are so friendly. We had Tommy Henson, another farmer in Framingham, on with us yesterday. It was a good conversation. 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Save on faves now at Macy's. Find 25 to 50% savings on all your favorite items throughout the store. Separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's sportswear and collections, 25 to 50% off. Men's and women's suits, 50% off. Hotel collection bed and bath, 25 to 50% off. Plus, save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card. That is the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. One type of smartphone sales are skyrocketing. Can you guess which one? One type of smartphone sales skyrocketing. We're going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. I should say we, because Alex is the man. He's our technology tailor, Alex Goldfain. Tells you next up here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Puff Tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for 187 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Let's look at the top-selling wireless phones. Comscore released its monthly survey of mobile phones, which found that Verizon's iPhone was the top-selling phone in February. Samsung led the pack in total cell phone market share with nearly 25%, which means that one out of every four phones sold in America from December to February was a Samsung. LG had a 21% share. RIM came in at 8.6% with its Blackberries, and Apple was at 7.5%. Their look at smartphone market share was particularly interesting. Android smartphones made up 33% of all smartphone sales in February, a 7% increase from November. Blackberry users were at 29%, a nearly 5% drop from November. And Apple stayed about even at 25%. Microsoft and Palm phone sales fell about 1% each in that three-month period. One thing is for sure, Android sales are skyrocketing. I'm Alex Goldfain.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO. until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
Doug Stevens' Good Day program, one of the things that was most popular on Facebook and Twitter, the saga of Charlie Sheen, seems to be cooling down, would you say? That's the way that we best describe it. He's,
I've heard he got a warm reception in Toledo.
He did, really? he made the rounds. I didn't know he went to Toledo. He went to Chicago. He went to Cleveland. He went to Columbus. Did he really go to Toledo?
I don't know. Yeah. I know I saw he got a warm reception in Ohio. I was making a joke about Toledo.
Yeah, okay. You know what else has been a lot of tweeting about is Bristol Palin and the $265,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I think
news.
It's great, actually.
I don't have a problem with it at all.
No.
Not one bit.
I'm proud of her.
And
she's
it's not
young.
Out of the ordinary for somebody. She's really become a celebrity, right, in her own right?
Yep.
And she's done a pretty good job. I think she was good on Dancing with the Stars. I think she's quite an affable woman. I may not like, you know, I mean, this with people who are so crazy, especially the
she's
ones that
she's not running
injured.
For office, though. Yeah. That's right. The thing here.
Yeah. Politics. You know? But you know.
People want to make her political, though.
Yeah, they want to make something out of it. And I think she's a smart kid. I think she's a sweet kid. Made some bad choices. Okay, so that happens. But to discount her because of her mother and her mother's politics, I think, is unreasonable. I don't think it's fair. I think that she is, I think, for somebody who's, what is she, 19, 20? How old is she now?
She is 20.
She's probably 23, I want to say.
I think.
22, 23.
Yeah.
Because she got pregnant at 19.
Yeah. No, I think she was pregnant when she was
18. 18, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, she's used her, I guess, connection to her mother to a certain extent. Would this have happened if
she's
you
20.
Had been the spokesperson?
1990.
Would there have been controversy, Jennifer, if you had done this? Probably not. What, you think
if
there
I'm,
would have been?
If I'm, no, I mean, not in my current
I mean,
life.
You,
but if
I'm talking
I'm,
about
you, know,
you Jennifer.
No, oh, no, then there would be no controversy.
No.
I don't think anybody would care.
Well, they'd care
your
about your message.
Right.
They care about the message, but they wouldn't care about the source. There's a difference. You see, we confuse the information and the source, and we discredit information often because of the source, which really isn't fair. Yeah, under the circumstances, not fair at all. All right, that's another hour. As they say, it's a wrap. 59 past the hour. Doug Stephens' Good Day program.